Let's take a look at the very first mimer in Parsha Shoftim, page 68 on the top. I'm sorry, in the middle. Parsha Shoftim. Adon Yavi Zakeni Mori V'Rabbi Tzal Pirish brings from the rim. Parsha Shoftim, or the explanation of this first pasuk, the Torah says Shoftim V'Shoftim Titein Lecha. A person should place. I'm sorry, the Jewish people should place judges and those who will carry out the judgments in each of their gates. And then the Torah says, Asher Hashem Elokech Anosen Lech, that Hashem, your God, gives to you. And this is the pasuk from which the mitzvah of establishing courts, of course, is established. The Rambam writes that every area, every city, etc., needs to have a Jewish court. Now, on a different level, say that then the mitzvah of actually establishing courts. Sheyeda kol adam. Each person must know. Ki kol masha niftach lo ma'at shar. Whenever there is a small opening, a little bit of a gate, open within. Now we're talking about the inner gates of the human being. Kol echad lefum shiurim delibe. Each individual, according to their own appropriate measure, literally the measure of their heart. Each person gets an opening from God according to the measure of their own heart. Hakol asher Hashem nosen lach. It all comes from God. God sees it fit or worthy that an individual can have a more open heart or a new Pesach, a new opening in Avodas Hashem. That all comes from God.
This phrase, shiurim delibe, does it have a term that has halachic significance?
Not to my knowledge. Vagama pirush kipshuto. Then he says more on the pshat level. Lihiyot shofet v'shoter mashkiach al kol hargosha. That each individual needs to be a judge and a shoter to carry out the decisions that they make, and supervising every feeling, right, every perception, every feeling, from the opening up of one's will and desire in the heart. So we all have desires of the heart, expressions of the heart, coming from our Ratzon, and we're responsible to be a shofet, to judge those things which come forth from our heart, and accordingly to then be a shoter, to carry it out, either if it's appropriate to carry it through, if it's inappropriate to attempt to stop it. A shoter were the people based and appointed to go out and carry out the law. We have to do that for ourselves. Shezen nikra shar upesach bipinimius ha'odam yihya rak la'ashem bilvad. That this gate and this opening in the inner human being, in the pinimius ha'odam, this must be solely belonging to God. So our expressions, the expressions of our heart, which are bipinimius, between a person and God, we must take the effort to supervise, to evaluate, to make decisions, and the shoter to carry it through, not just to leave it at the level of evaluation. V'shelo lihiyos birigilus toch hateva, and not to remain a creature of habit, a creature of nature, to feel what we feel, to say what we say, to do what we do, just according to habit, rak b'yishuv hadas, but rather through a reflective and contemplative knowledge to evaluate what we're doing and to make any necessary changes. V'ha'emes, and truthfully, ki kefi ha'yishuv hadas v'ha'yidia shehu rak mimenu yisbarach, according to one's level of yishuv hadas, that means like a mature, stabled knowledge. A person has yishuv hadas, that means that they have a reflective and a mature knowledge. And the knowing that this comes from God. Kamochen zoche lihios niftach lo hashar. Then a person will be zoche to have further, another gate open. This is an interesting idea, saying that if one is impetuous or one is a creature of habit, then they're not really taking responsibility for their heart. And therefore, how can God allow a further opening? We would perhaps misuse that as well. But if Hashem sees that a person has yishuv hadas, that they're taking a mature and more than reflective, but a responsible attitude toward what's their heart, what's in their heart, and carrying it out, God sees that as an act of responsibility, and will then expand a person's heart more. Look upon that person and say, this individual can have a broader heart. They can handle that. As somebody who is a creature of nature may not be able to. They can't handle their feelings and their emotions at this level. How could they have an expansion of that? But there's a concept here which is really important, the idea that the level of responsibility increasing as one grows
in
stature. And that is that, you know, we say that sometimes a tzaddik has harder nisyonos than a regular person. And what's happening there? Well, a tzaddik grows intellectually and emotionally. And their passions and their emotions may be much broader than those of a regular human being. And as a result of that, they have to be all the more careful. Because their ahava has grown, or their yira has grown, they have to be very responsible for the love that they have, which is an expanded, highly developed form of love, or for the discipline, the yira, which if misused, could do a lot more damage than somebody who has access to only, let's say, a smaller amount of those emotions. So he's saying Hashem will give that expansion of heart if he sees a person has the yishuv of hadas to handle it. Hilly?
The Yasiv Shalom on the Pasuk, Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, Moshe was the most humble of men. He has a beautiful mashal to explain this. He says that a person may be a very big or a very deep bucket, you know, the container for, but you're talking about somebody who's seen the ocean, you know, somebody who knows what the ocean
is.
So that person who is going to know that no matter how big his bucket, his container is, it's nothing compared to
that's
the ocean.
Right, and that's the anivus.
That's the
anivus.
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
Very nice.
So does it seem that the person who is at a lesser level than a tzaddik has a easier chance to make leaps and bounds than a tzaddik because the tzaddik has already reached a certain level, or should we say that the levels are kind of infinite, where the levels are infinite, and it's on. And right, is it a contrary that because he's already a tzaddik and moving?
His leaps are now expanded. He can jump a lot higher, so to speak. You know, he can move deeper. He can achieve greater things. The other person he's saying who hasn't been zocha to a broader heart is somewhat limited because they can't handle further. They'll be irresponsible with it. So they have a more confined, really, domain.
Except that
operation.
Once you've reached a certain level, I'll just assume it's harder to move forward more in some respects because the type of growth you need to have is really at a much higher level, where somebody who's trying to grow at a lower level, just for example, somebody just coming into Yiddishkeit, just starting to keep Shabbos, that in their heart, they're trying to move, and so I would think that what's open to them, that this, you know, from here to here, is just really, you know, open more than to get to this level. If this level is where the transition is into a tzaddik, you know, it's got to be harder.
It's always proportionate to the avoda. There's the guy who's on the lower level, on a different madrega. He may require less avoda to grow. but his growth will be proportionate to his lesser avoda. A tzaddik does require greater avoda, but the result of that greater avoda is, of course, a higher madrega, a loftier state.
Maybe what you're asking about, Bruce, is this idea that, you know, a tzaddik is judged by a hair's breadth.
Right, but that too, because any mistake that a tzaddik would make is going to stop his growth.
Because what's at stake? You know, what's at stake is very, very powerful. And I wouldn't say that it would stop his growth, but I would say that the impact is greater.
Right. For example, a simple thing. Let's say somebody fell asleep, missed davening.
Mm-hmm.
They fell asleep. They woke up, and it's too late to daven.
Right.
I would assume that if a tzaddik did that, it's a different impact than if I do that.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, maybe unless you're a tzaddik. You know.
No, I'm not.
The first criteria with tzaddik is that he claims to
make sure he's not. Right.
Right.
So he's on the
right. No, he claims that he's not.
I was trying to give an example of something that's not intentional.
Absolutely. A very great person is responsible for, you know, subtleties and nuances in behavior that another person wouldn't be. Absolutely.
Did you miss Tommy?
No, I did.
Let's pursue this a little bit.
A little lie detector?
Then he brings a nice comparison here to one of the Zemiros from the Arizal in one of the Askinu Sudasa. As a matter of fact, let me take a sitter there.
You have a sitter?
Thank you. Well, the Arizal wrote three Askinu Sudasas for the Shabbos meals. There's a Friday night, a Shabbos day, and a Shalosh Shudas, and each one has a specific theme.
Wouldn't be nice to have a shir specifically on those ones.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Because they're so packed, and they're so cryptic.
You need the shir.
There's one from Malala Malkut, too, I thought. Is that the one?
Yeah, I don't know if he wrote that one.
Oh, well, we have 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay, so it's like your car insurance.
Yeah.
You can sell car insurance in 15 minutes. You can certainly do it.
Now, on Friday night, the Zemer from the Arizal begins, Azamer Bishvachin, I will sing Hashem's praises. Lemeyal Gofischin, to rise up into the openings, the gateways, Divachakal Tapuchin, of the field of apples, Deinun Kadishin, which are holy.
It's written in Aramaic?
Yeah, it's all Aramaic, right. Difficult language, too. So he says, Kamosha Kasuv Azamer Bishvachin Lemeyal Gofischin. I will sing Hashem's praises to go up into the gates, into the gateways. Ki hashevach l'Hashem yisborach. When a person praises God, meisir ha-hester mechitzonios. It removes that which is hidden in the outer realms. V'zeinyan p'sukei d'zimra. And this is the concept of Psukei Dezimra, Kodem Hatfila, before davening, Lagaresh HaSitra Achra, to remove the Sitra Achra. So saying, it's kind of going into a new idea here, that a person is singing the praises of God, and now we're talking about one's ability to articulate an emotional relationship with God, ever expanding one's heart in that way. So the ability to do that, of singing Hashem's praises, and that has to do with how well developed one's emotions are, Lagabe Hashem, that opens up gates. That in and of itself, that you can sing those praises, that demonstrates the emotional development of one's heart, more gates will now be open to a person. He says, that's what that means. Azamer Bishvachet. If I can sing God's praises, I'm an emotionally sophisticated human being. The mayal gofisvi, it will be going up. It will rise up further into new gates, and that's how he takes that. And that's the meaning. He says the same psukei d'zimra before Shemona Esrei, that we're removing barriers by saying psukei d'zimra. And it's the Sforim right that the word zimra, even though it means we translate it as a song, but it's from the word to cut away, like Liz Amir, is to cut away or to prune. So the Zemiros are cutting away the darkness or that which conceals from the Sitra Achra, and then we rise in Kedusha.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, very nice. Shkara, nice moment.
Let's take a look at another one. Let's see the very next mimer. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdov. Pursue righteousness, righteousness, or justice, justice. And the word is stated twice. That's a famous question. Why doesn't it just say Tzedek, Tirdov? The Shein Cheker Vesov Libachinas Tzedek Vehemes. It says there is no ultimate knowledge. One to of tzedek, meaning there's no end to it. The concept of righteousness and the reality of righteousness and truth are infinite. Ki Hashem Elokim Emes, because Hashem is a God of truth, and therefore truth and tzedek are infinite. So it has to say it twice. If you say tzedek tirdov, then a person could think, you know, I'll chase after it and I'll get it. You know, I'll reach tzedekus. But if you say tzedek, tzedek, you're saying there's always more. There's always more tzedek. It's infinite. Therefore, a person must always increase and to go further in depth. Sheyihiya emes la'amito, to be the truth of truth. There's truth, and then there's the truth of truth. To really move along, and the Kutzker was, of course, very well known for that. Just constantly, relentlessly pursuing emes at any cost. If it's true, then there's something more true, then there's something even more true.
Was Simcha Bonham the Rebbe of the Kotzker?
Mm-hmm. The Rebbe Simcha Bonham of Shishka?
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around, but I may be mistaken.
No.
He was his Rebbe?
Yeah.
So he said on this pasuk, Simcha Bonham said, it's not enough just to have tzedek, but you have to pursue tzedek with
yes,
tzedek.
That's right. My father says that word all the time. The means to pursue righteousness have to be righteous means, too. Yeah. I heard it from the Rim, but it's the same. He said it from the Rim. It's the same school of thought. Ki eno emes ad shenase kol ha'odan echad miyucha la'avodasa yisfora. This is a very challenging statement. Because it's not fully true until a person is entirely one in his avodas Hashem. So for anybody who thinks they have a handle on the truth, now we can all be a little shaken up a little bit.
It's like the devil's following around the guy who just found the truth.
I'm not familiar with
the story, yeah. Mm-hmm. And somebody sees him and says, what are you doing here? This is a guy who just found the truth. And the devil says, yeah, but I'm going to help him organize it.
The MS Merosh Ad Sof Osios Ad Torah, and as we know, the word MS itself represents the complete Aleph Beis, the letters of the Torah, because Aleph is the first letter, Mem is the middle letter, and Sof is the final letter of the Aleph Beis. So MS represents the whole thing. And that means an entire devotion to Torah and Avoda is what MS is about. And until one is there, one does not have the actual truth. B'Shem HaRav HaKadosh, he brings it right here.
Yeah.
Ami Pshischa HaYehudizal, he says from the Yid of Pshischa, he brings it from the Yid, that's a different person than a simple Bonavina. Lihios Redifus HaTzedek V'Tzedek Lo B'Sheker V'Divrei Pichachem Fein. Says the Yid HaKadosh says that the pursuit of righteousness, of Tzedek, must be also V'Tzedek and not with falsehood. That abbreviation at the end there, Divrei pi chacham fein. You see that a lot? The words of the mouth of the wise are sweet, or are pleasant. You see that a lot? So he's saying that, you know, one can say, okay, I want to accomplish a certain thing, and then resort to means that are not tzedek, and this is not, as the Yid says, what God is asking of us.
The end doesn't just have that bracha reading.
I also like the song, tzedek.
the Yid was the teacher of Reb Simcha Bonham, and then after that, the Kotzker took over those followers.
I thought that the Kotzker was by the Yid.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Both, but you know, it's like they first followed with Sitka Bodum, and then when he was Nifter, they...
Then it was a Kusker?
Then they, you know, followed the Kusker, and then...
And the Rim.
I thought they split off before the Rebbe, Sitka Bodum passed away, you know?
During the lifetime of the Kusker, that's...
Yeah, but there were, you know, they're people, you know, they go where they want to go, but it's just that the majority of the people that followed with Sitka Bodum, like the Kusker, I think there were other people too, you know, kind of started disintegrating after Sitka Bodum anyway. Not everybody could follow Emmaus.
Yeah, the Kusker said that he didn't have a real big chassidus because to have accomplished what he wanted with more than 300 talmidim wouldn't be possible. 300.
I think that's
a few, right?
Yeah, but that was the biggest chassidus in Poland, really, right? It was the biggest.
In his time?
Well, you know, from what came.
I don't know when Gare ultimately.
Gare was
later.
Well, then you have the Rim, which is the next gen of next generation.
But it was clearly on the path to being one of the biggest chassidus, right?
Right.
So who was the Rebbe of the Yehudi? The Chozer, right? So it all came out of the Chozer, yeah.
It all came, all the Polish Rebbe's there came out of the Chozer. Uh-huh. Someone said, a guy I know teaches in Yeshiva about that statement from the Kusker. He said that, I didn't know that it was possible to be Mashpia, you know, so intensely 300 Talmidim. But I would have thought 30 would be a little more realistic.
Didn't the Kusker also say if I just had four, one for each direction, I could change the world?
Yeah.
True.
Got time for one more. Let's see the, not the next one, but the fourth minor, which is on the left column. It starts off, Adoni Abitzkeinu. We're talking about a person who was afraid of Averos that they had in going out to war. Says Diktek Amashakasu Hayore Me Averos Shaviyada, a person who was frightened because maybe they possessed certain Averos that they hadn't done true before.
It's interesting that we have the phrase Averos Viyada.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, in some sense, similar to the idea of the tuma that comes into the yadayim?
I don't think so, because the word is used a lot as an expression in
many contexts. But just by the idea of specifically biyada.
Yeah, I mean to say it's used in Kedusha as well. You know, you could say masim tovim biyada too.
Uh-huh.
It's not used specifically with averes. Ki asemen shenimcha lo b'sheino yorei u'batuach libo b'Hashem. He says that the simen that the person has had mechila, that he has had for forgiveness, is when he no longer fears and his heart is secure with God. Right? The fact that he is shaky about it shows that he hasn't resolved what he has done wrong. Ki gefi his talchus hachet miskarev l'Hashem yisborach ad kan. To the degree that the chait has been dissipated, we've done tshuva for it, to that same degree a person becomes close to God. And then when one realizes that closeness, that's a siman that there's been a mechila for that chait. Of course, we're not talking about a person who's kidding themselves, because the flip side of this could be a self-deception of the highest degree, you know, like, I'm fine, everything's good, me and God, you know, we're tight, and that kind of thing. And that's just the point he brings out, but really, it would seem to be that it's a good mita to fear, be afraid, and concerned about sin. The person who has true, or ultimate, fitting fear of God, he can't even conjure up within his heart a chet. Can't even depict that in his heart. Afshe kvar chata, even though he may have already sinned, but his yirah shamayim is so great that he can no longer picture that. V'kein kasu b'sora v'atuchachesh ki yara, I think it's yara or yareya. This is a hard concept. He said also, by Sara Imenu, when the Torah writes that she laughed in being informed that she was going to have a child, Batichachesh, that she denied it. And the Torah says, because she was afraid. And he says, the pshat here is not that she was afraid, but it's because she had Yirat Shamayim. The whole, the concept, even that it was a faith, was frightful, frightful. V'halo yada, ki bifnei Hashem, medaberes rakana. Certainly she knew that it was in front of God that she was speaking. How could she deny it? But the concept is rather that there was some kind of such an advanced state that a state to which Avera is so foreign that even to, you know, to depict Chet, to conjure Chet up, had no place. I think this is a difficult concept for me. I'll finish in my mind anyway. V'zet shuva shlema sheino masig ha-chet shenasa ish acher kana. Because then the ultimate shuva then is not even comprehending a chet that was done by another. V'hasach bein tfila, etc. Chozer me'orche mochama. What kind of a sin is grave enough that one has to return from battle? And if you talk during davening, we have a pretty small army, right? So Pirish Rak Hesef Hadas, he says, and the pshat of this is not just talking, but the word Hasach is Hesef Hadas, even taking one's mind off of the davening. That really reduces the size of our truth. But if a person was not concerned about this, I'm sorry, if he was concerned about this, then he would not enter battle. I don't understand this maimon.
Well, he's trying to say there should be peace on earth because all of us.
Yeah, but we got to go fight our enemies. They might not be aware. They're not so good at davening either. And they're going to go out to work.
This is a good rebuttal, you know. You get called to come to morning meeting, right? I can't come just because I've got too much in my mind.
Fighting a war. This is a good way to get out of the army.
That guy definitely isn't going to go out to the army.
Yeah. This is a good way to get out of the army.
Right, this is drafted.
Taking your mind off of it, even if you're saying the words, but the stray thought comes in, then you're hesapadas.
Yeah. So that part of the mimer is not really, that part of the mimer, I grasp that even averas like that's the kind of madrega they were at. But I really don't have any handle on what he's saying here, that this concept of no longer being afraid of sin and not being able to conjure sin up within one's heart, and that this is what happened with Sora when it says that she denied what she said. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand what he's saying. I'm not familiar with it. Mm-hmm. It needs some work.
Yeah, but Sorhi and